you find yourself in a town. A small remote town with a big mystery and an even bigger body count. You have your reasons for wanting to enter. Every lost soul did. You find strangers who will join you, but can you trust them? You meet a madman, Zoltar, the Prince of Phantasm. This is his dungeon, or is it? You learn the trick quickly. There is no escape. Either succeed or die trying as your very life force slowly fades. Did the walls just move around you? This place is unsettling. No time to rest. Are you perceptive enough to spot the traps before they get you? Are you intelligent enough to solve the puzzles that block your path? Are you strong enough to battle through the foes? Do you have the endurance to simply survive? This isn't for the faint of heart. This is the Dungeon of Doom.
Head out up the mountain to the dungeon. Early on, walking the path to the cave, you are immediately confronted with these two humanoids that are walking down the trail. They walk for a little bit, stop, pull off a bag off their back, pound something into the side of the road, and then put their sack back on. They continue to walk, and it looks like they put their pounding signs in. And they're getting closer and closer to you guys.
Can we make out the signs?
Yeah, you can see. The first one that they just pounded in said danger. And they're about 20 feet from you. And they stop again and get out another sign and start pounding it into the ground. And it says death ahead on this sign.
So danger...
Death ahead.
Or death ahead is closer, or is the first sign, then you see danger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They look up, and it's a male and a female human. Well, where are you guys going? Don't go up there. You won't return.
We came to help.
Yeah, well, that's kind of you, but anyone that's gone up that way, they keep going to the cave. They don't come back. We just go up and try to ward off as many people as we can with our signs.
Do I recognize them?
They got like a big pouch.
Do I recognize them?
They just look like hippies.
Like hippies.
Wood folk, they're just trying to save people's
what
lives.
What else?
You won't need these signs once we're finished in this cave.
Well, I hope that's true, but... Yeah, okay. They just have a frown on my face.
Yeah.
You know, there might be some sort of commune in there. You don't know that it's dangerous in there. Maybe it's just so good that no one wants to leave.
Did you really say that?
He sits there and thinks about it, like almost an enlightenment comes on his head. And he's like, okay, but I still, that seems too much for me to believe. People leaving their loved ones, everything behind, and not come back. That. Even just to say something, that they won't come back. I'm gonna keep putting these signs. Let's go.
Before you go, have you seen a group of snake people anytime recently?
No, they might be the ones that keep taking our signs down, but...
So you have seen them?
I've never seen anybody, but our sign... We come out here about once a week, and all our signs are gone. And we put more signs up. We just want to save people's lives, that's all. And we think these signs help at least a little bit. Alright, well...
Alright, there's nothing in there that's it's worth it except for one thing. So.
Okay, well, if you don't need us, we're just going to continue on our way then.
Have you seen a little man... running around with a white...
Old man. A little man bigger than me.
With a white...
Frilling?
Yeah. I saw a guy like that. He came with about four other large men. They had lots of armor, and they looked pretty strong. But, like I said, once you go all the way up, you don't come back.
Did it seem like he was with them, or did it...
Oh, he seemed like he was in charge. He was out in front, like, waving his sword around, and he looked like he was in charge. They were just following him around.
Maybe we didn't come to save Alex. Maybe Alex knows what he's doing. He was leading armored men up here.
We can only hope that's the case.
Okay. Well, it was nice meeting you all. Alright, let's go.
Oh, wait, have you... Have you seen men walking around with the emblem of two snakes devouring each other?
No, and that sounds not like something I'd want to deal with either way. Hmm. So, if I did see them, I probably would have ran. All right. But no, I did not see them.
Alright, thank you for your time.
They continue down about 20 more feet.
Stay safe.
Pound in another sign out of their bag.
What does it say?
That one says, you won't make it.
You won't make it.
Death ahead.
Death ahead. Danger.
Hey, they're powerful signs. All right. You guys continue up through I don't know, several hundred more feet. More signs are sort of posted around. And what?
Tell me when you see the cave.
The cave? Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. The entrance. You make it up a little bit further, and you're getting closer to the mountains. Up ahead, you find yet another smaller humanoid walking towards you. This one also stops about every 20 feet or so, pulls something off to the side of the road, throws it into the trees, and then continues on and moves about 20 more feet, pulls something else out of the side of the road, and throws it into the woods. He looks up and notices you guys about 60 feet away. He waves excitedly like this. And then he runs back in the opposite direction, away from you guys.
Towards the cave.
Yeah.
For no one coming back from this cave, we've seen a lot of people walking away from it.
What the heck was that about?
There's a lot of strange people in this town. You know that, Murgatroyd.
Is it a treasure goblin?
Gotta get him. All right, you guys continue up a little bit more, and you notice immediately that the signs stop about where he was at, and there's no more signs. It doesn't take much to sort of investigate around the area. You see signs sort of broken in half and thrown into the woods. As you continue on, you see up ahead a small wagon that is being pulled by a goat. In front of it is a table. Well, it's not being pulled, it's stopped, but the goat is attached to the wagon. In front of it is a table filled with wares. Rags and sheets are draped over the wagon, covering its contents.
Ah, newbies! Come on in! Do you need anything from PD?
And he sort of puts his hand across the table.
I doubt it's anything. It's better than anything I can make myself.
By the looks of it, it's probably better than what you have.
And he just smiles, and as he smiles, he has like 3 or 4 missing teeth. And he's got like a few pieces of long beard, straggly beard.
I take my warhammer, and I slam it on the table.
Oh, yeah?
Roll intimidation.
Fourteen.
I didn't mean any offense. No offense at all. You must be prepared. You must be ready for going up there, right? So is there anything else that you need?
What are you selling that is different from any other normal shop?
Oh, I have ropes and...
I've seen ropes.
What do you mean by different?
Do you have anything exotic? Anything different?
The smile comes across his face once more, and all his teeth are like half all bent in different directions. He's missing something.
This guy.
You look like someone that would be interested in extra things, eh?
I don't know if I look like him, but I am.
Yeah. Wait here just a moment.
And he turns around, and he like dives into the wagon and has like got his butt out, and he's like, you can hear like clanging and stuff in there.
He
pulls out this treasure chest.
What you want?
And he sets it on top of all the other wares that are on his table of, like, pickaxes and different adventure gear. And he opens it up, and he starts pulling out pieces and setting them out on the table. Something like this, huh? And you see a rope, a candle, a pole, a little small pole.
Cool.
And a piece of armor, like chest plate armor. He sets it down. Any of these look interesting to you guys? How about some of these? And he sets out five red bottles.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I inspect the rod.
Oh, you're interested in the pool, huh? He picks it up and he goes, "Waya!" And it goes, and it shoots out 10 feet. Very special pool. It's a very special rod. It's very simple too. You just give it a magic word, "Waya!" And it shrinks down inside.
Is the word "Waya"?
Hey, don't do that, "Waya!" You can make it whatever word you want. And he puts it down.
I seem vaguely unimpressed, and I start looking at the armor.
Okay. The rest of you?
So it shot up in the air.
10 feet long. It looks like a big pole vault, basically. But it's a small pole. It's only 1 foot long.
But sturdy enough to do damage if swung?
Maybe. But it's definitely sturdy enough to be able to, like, hold your weight on it.
No, pretend like you're swinging a big pole vault pole.
Yeah.
You can't hurt somebody.
Yeah, you're not really going to be able to swing it around like that.
Especially at your size.
I am strong.
You are. Dead. You are very interested in all these things. The armor here is very, very wonderful.
What's so special about it?
Well, you just do this, and he touches it, and it's on his body. See? Then there's no time. Oh, no, people are coming. Halt on me. Oh, it's time to sleep. He touches again, and it sits on the table again. Let's go to sleep.
You don't wear all, you don't wear your armor all the time?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, well, I like to sleep in bed naked. He's got that smile again.
Well, it might be special, but is it protective? It doesn't seem to be dwarven made.
Well, it'd do you just fine.
What kind of armor is it?
Huh?
What kind of armor?
It's, what's the...
Scale?
Yeah. It's the equivalent of scale mail. But it doesn't give you disadvantage.
Yeah, I figured it doesn't give you...
This is pathetic. This wouldn't protect... This wouldn't protect a
flea.
Hey, if you don't want my stuff, you asked me if I had special stuff. This is what I got.
So yeah.
If you don't want it, I can put it away and you can be on your way.
You have a pole and armor, and what's that?
Ah, the candle? He gives up the candle and he lights it on fire. He has it in hand. And it like hits right on the fire and it sort of, and but it's still lit. It can't be put out.
Lame.
How much?
About 100 gold.
I reach over and I touch her shoulder and it glows with light.
I can do the same thing.
Spit on it. On your shoulder.
It doesn't do anything. He sets it down.
I slowly wipe it off, and I didn't enjoy that.
I walk up to the potions.
I'm interested in these.
Sorry. Yeah, sure.
50 gold each, and you can have them.
I give him 100 gold.
You can come back to Petey's anytime. And he hands you 2 potions. They're normal potions of healing.
Is that the same thing that we started with?
Yes, right? Correct.
Okay. Just normal.
Yep.
What do you mean you started with? You started with a normal potion of healing?
Yeah, one. I set that out. Everyone has a potion of healing.
I missed it.
Okay.
No, I told you that the other day.
Nope. I also purchased one.
Wow. You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. There's 2 left.
You said it's 50?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I got is this rope. It's a magic rope. And he starts cutting it up. And then he waves his hand across it, and then it's back together. No matter what happens, you can bring it back. Need a piece of rope? Cut off a piece, use it. Later, put it back together.
Do that again.
Do I look like a winged monkey to you?
You're trying to make a sale, right?
Fine, fine. And chops it up.
I wave my hand over it, and the rope snaps back in.
Okay.
Looks like you know the same thing I know.
I take my rope, and I cut it in half.
And do it?
And do it.
Well, what's so special about your rope?
That anyone can do it.
Bah. All they need is a good dwarf around.
Okay. Well, if you're not needing this stuff, it's fine. You could be on your way.
Where'd you get this stuff anyways?
He just smiles at you again. Places.
I want to roll insight.
Eh? Okay.
And I guess guidance on myself first. Nine.
What? You have plus six?
You guys are 14, 14, 15,
18. He tied you. You get the feeling that he may have found it in different ways. Maybe not 100% legal ways.
I think you guys just bought stolen healing potions.
What?
What? What do you mean? Are you accusing me of a crime?
Yeah. I'm done here.
He starts putting everything back in the thing.
I wave my arm and I walk to... I say, Shago knows the way.
What? What did you say?
Shago knows the way.
Okay. That's an insight. I guess. Wish you... the best of luck. And he gets on his little goat.
What did he say?
Whoosh. And just sort of slowly walks forward, very slowly, as his table sort of like an old magician thing where it like and it folds back up into the wagon.
I like start walking backwards at the same pace that his goat's walking next to him. I'm like, do you know anything about this cave before you go?
Nope.
This dungeon?
Just that I can make a good bene from it. And as long as it stays here, I'll be here.
I stop walking.
Okay. You guys start heading up?
Mm-hmm.
I say, I also make a good deal of coin from this cave. Venturers seeking to prove themselves constantly are going in, preparing themselves for whatever lies in there. Foolish, if you ask me.
I don't think it's a competition, Brocke. But I trust you make good stuff.
All right, Murgatroyd, you are in view of the cave.
All right, I keep going.
Tell me when I see it.
Could you let me know when there's a squirrel around?
Yeah, I look at it.
Yeah, I look, and then I walk. Is that all you need, Murgatroyd?
Yep.
Okay.
You just need a squirrel.
I guess, I don't know. Yeah. All right,
kind animals.
You come up to a small entrance in the mountain that appears to be going down a slope inside. As you start walking in, everyone's walking in, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As you start walking in, there's a brief moment where you feel like you've walked through a waterfall, but there's no waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn around, look back, and there's nothing there.
There's just a wall?
There's nothing. It just feels like you walk through a waterfall.
Invisible waterfall.
Yep. And as you continue down further, there's a small hallway that leads to a single door. And that's where I'm...
So it looks like there's a stone, like, starting to be cut into.
Yep, it's sort of mountainous, and then there appears to be some kind of stone work.
Just want to show off your stair stack.
Hey, I love my stair stack. They're awesome.
Stair stack.
So you can stand wherever you want. Okay. There's a single door before you.
Marching order.
You guys decide whatever you want to do.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with what?
Oh, what it is.
Whoa!
Oh, it's a race to the door, huh?
Okay.
Oh, I'm not no man.
I say nothing.
Okay, that's my line. Well, what do you do?
Open the door.
You just open it right up?
I'm here to vanquish evil.
Wait, what?
You are just like,
door.
What's, I'm
the door,
in here.
What's the door look like?
It just looks like a wooden door.
I investigate the stone hallway to see what sort of craftsmanship, who might have made it, or what race may have made it, or any history about the potential origin of the stone.
Okay. It's a roll investigation.
I also do it because of my
history?
Being a deep gnome.
Can I roll history?
Yep.
Very familiar with the architecture.
You can roll it or give him advantage.
Oh, I already have expertise, so.
Well, but he makes the decision to help you or to roll himself.
I fact-check him by giving him advantage.
Okay, you fact-check him. All right, you get advantage.
Okay.
And then we're going to open this door.
What am I came here for?
You're ready, huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't need to take in the scenery.
Oh, I cast,
Guidance?
Guidance, too.
12 and then roll advantage.
17.
It looks like it's been built a long time ago, and it's not the best craftsmanship, so you're getting the hint of maybe some kind of slave work or someone that didn't know exactly what they were doing when they built it.
By the cut of this stone, it doesn't look like any sort of advanced civilization would have created this.
No, the stone looks terrible.
An advanced civilization didn't make this cave in a mountain? Can I open this door now?
You already did. Diana, you're up there.
I was doing my own thing.
There's an empty chamber that has walls of finely worked stone. Crimson pillars along the walls support the ceiling, 15 feet above you. Directly across from you is a stoned archway enclosed by double doors. Crumpled before the floor is a skeleton, tattered and tethered closed, with one outstretched bony arm pointing towards the door.
Which door?
The one that's closed. Not opened. You're sort of not, you know, there's no combat, no initiative, so if you're wanting to do something, just go ahead and say, I'm doing this.
I inspect
so the that's what you open it up to.
Skeleton.
So you want to inspect the skeleton?
Mm-hmm.
Right? As you go up there, why don't you roll me a investigation check, please?
3.
So she opens the door. And the rest of you guys are sort of... You, Brack, and Brocker...
Brockier.
Are, like, examining the walls, and you guys are, like, putting your hands all over that. What are you doing, Murray Troy, at this point?
You're
sort of hanging in the back?
Yeah.
All right. As Diana opens the door, she's like... There's a skeleton. She walks up to the skeleton. She gets down to the skeleton, and as you're looking at the skeleton, its hands sort of outstretched towards the door, you see a small pouch underneath of the skeleton. An intact pouch underneath the tattered clothes. As you get closer, you hear click as the floor below you, the pressure plate pushes down.
Mm-mm.
On the side of the wall, as a crossbow unfolds out of the wall and starts making this green glow, and a bolt comes flying at you. Please roll a dex save for me.
Gross dex save.
19.
Take 5 psychic damage.
Psychic?
As this bolt hits you, and the minute it hits you...
It's an illusion. I thought a quarterstaff could be used with...
Let me just make sure.
Dexterity.
I apologize. Let me take that back.
Cantrip Shalala.
Take your health back.
Which you can change it.
You dodge
to whatever
it.
Whatever you want.
I thought it was half damage. It is not.
It is not.
The bolt goes flying over your head and lands against the wall and sort of shatters against the wall. And as it shatters, you turn back as the wall, the crossbow goes back into the wall and it seals back
too much. Just a walking stick. So your bird legs don't give out.
I keep my guard up.
Okay.
And I keep looking at the skeleton in the pouch. Okay.
As you pick up the pouch, it's pretty hefty, and at the same time, you start to hear.
I cast Divine Sense.
I have light on my quarterstaff, by the way.
You have light? Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of light in this area. Your light is the only thing that's really lighting up this area.
Ooh.
So,
60 feet.
You are overwhelmed by the presence of undead. Like, it nearly blinds you to where you can't sense anything else but undead.
I drop to one knee and very concerned manner.
Diana, you feel ghostly demon-like creatures shimmering into existence around you.
Diana, run!
I dropped the bag.
You dropped the bag.
You should have replaced it with something else.
Though they wear the gear of adventurers, their translucent skin, carving horns, and horrid expressions seem to be of corruption of their former selves. They begin to snarl and howl as they lunge forward for you. Roll initiative.
Oh, that's what I need, Dexter.
I rolled a massive 2.
Well, that's good.
I rolled a 1.
Party wipe.
Party wipe, first thing. So 16. You said 2.
2-1.
And Murgatroyd, what?
1.
5.
5?
Oh.
What? Okay. How do you and... Brocker.
Dex is plus Brockier. Brocker.
Brocker.
Wait, Brocker. You said Kier last time.
Yeah.
I know, I messed it up.
Brocker. What did you get?
12.
You're right above. Alright, so we have,
So they look like heroes that may have died in here and
yep.
are now undead.
Yep.
Cheers.
Alright. First round goes to the bad guy.
Hey, that's not a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it is.
What?
Oh, no.
The first one looks out at you guys, and it's this guy here, and all the way in the back, and he puts up his hand like this. And you start to see his hand turn to fire, and a firebolt comes flying at you, Diana. Roll a dex save, please.
Oh, no. Is that, like, someone's character that died?
Seven.
It's your old character.
Take 3 fire damage.
I'm a robot.
As it hits you square in the shoulder.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
Square in the shoulder.
This?
These two... run up to only you because you're the only one in there.
Who got hit?
She did. They both attack you. They have a great sword. First one rolls a 6. And second one rolls and hits 23. Take another 6 bludgeoning damage. the last one here looks on as his ghostly friends are attacking you.
Can we tear with that one?
Yes, of course. He looks on and he has a bow in his arm. It's like melded into his arm. And he just holds out like this and then reaches back his head and howls. And as the two that are next to you attack you again.
Whoa.
He's the leader.
That one hits again for four more. And then a seven for the next one. Misses. So four more damage.
She's like, I thought I could hit by seven.
Diana, it's your turn.
Okay. With my great sword.
Okay.
I will attack the one on my right.
Okay.
Hold on, I got a 9. Does that do anything?
No.
I want to. I will use my action surge.
Whoa.
Oh, right off the bat.
12.
Hits.
Okay.
She thought she missed.
Wait, is this? 13 damage?
Whoa! Killer blow. No, it didn't kill it. Another way you heard that.
JK.
Thank you.
You slice across it, and as you do, its ghostly form sort of dissipates for a second, and then it starts to reform back in its place. But the gash is still sort of across it. Murgatroyd.
I run up 20 feet, and I say, I'm ready to vanquish evil.
You're right at the edge.
And I cast Sacred Flame on this guy.
Sacred Flame?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 21.
What class are you?
Warlock. It's my special thing.
You're the same kind of warlock Malachi is, then.
He
jumps out of the way.
The lore book, ancient book of...
Yeah.
As the light comes down, it shines a bright light, and you see them sort of look away for a few seconds, disoriented. Mm. Slightly.
Disoriented.
Brocker.
I run with my dwarven legs. Is there another space here?
Yeah, you can just keep going.
Run right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I charge in. And I hold up my warhammer and the symbol of my God shines on the side of the warhammer, and bright radiant light comes out, and I use turn undead.
Ooh, man! All right, what do they have to roll? Oh, no, it's just an instant fear, isn't it?
They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
All of them.
Yep. Okay. Within 30 feet.
Yeah. Fail. 17. Pretty sure that. Well, maybe not with you. You rolled. 10, you got a giant.
Plus. Sorry, I haven't calculated 10 yet.
Plus your attack mod.
No, plus your.
Plus my wisdom mod, which is.
8 plus your.
Which is high.
So it should be 14.
4, 14, yeah.
Okay. So succeed, fail, fail. So this is the only one that succeeded.
Alright, the rest of them have to run away if they can.
Yep.
And they can only dash to try and run away from me for a minute.
Yep.
Until they take damage?
Until they take damage, yeah. For up to 1 minute.
Okay. Brack.
Well, he took my move, so. I got a run speed.
Well, now
25.
You can hit things.
25.
10, 15, 20, 25.
Okay.
I'll hit the one that is the only one that succeeded.
Yep. The squares aren't really there. I mean, it's a good guide, but you can be outside the square. You can be half and half.
Aren't they accurate, though?
Yeah, they're pretty accurate. They're close enough for okay. a quick...
There you go.
Got him.
Got him. All right, swing my longsword.
All right. Blurp.
22.
Hits.
7 slashing damage.
You slash across its bad arm without the bow, and it dissipates and almost detaches from its body as it slowly knits itself back together.
Wow. That's impressive.
That it?
Yes.
Is your character considered small?
Yes.
You have a short sword and shield.
They all run away long in separate directions shield. Into the corners.
Good. Opportunity.
What? Yeah, she would, actually. You want an opportunity attack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course you do. Which one are you attacking?
I also get one.
The yes. one that I hit already.
Okay.
I got the 20, but it's not critical.
Well, that hits for sure. Go ahead and do that massive damage again.
14.
14 damage.
Wow.
All right, as you hit it.
Well, that's what I was looking for.
As it's running away, you just slice down through it, and you split it in half, and it starts to dissipate and almost disappears as it howls. And you can see it just... briefly start to form back together and it knits back together. I get another wisdom save because you hit and it fails and it continues to run away.
What? Oh.
Your turn there.
No, I think it just breaks instantly.
Oh, if it takes damage?
It says it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage.
Oh. And it turns back around. Runs back to you and attacks you. Because now it's broken.
You're broken.
19. For 9 damage.
She's got a free attack.
Ouch. Your attack. You're just getting beat up.
Sorry.
5.
Don't apologize. 4, 9.
Yes. As it runs away. The last one is still up and able as its bow immediately moves to you. And it looks Brack. There's just automatically an arrow that comes out of his arm and goes into the arrow slot.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it just shoots right towards
you. An arrow appears?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet robot ghost. Wow.
Rolls a 12.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah, to roll disadvantage. That's it.
It's like that movie.
Diana.
About the gods.
Is that though?
That does it.
Okay, I will.
Sorry.
That means they're turned.
Yeah. Fear.
Okay, I will attack that one on me again.
Yep.
20.
It's not
crit. 7.
7? You strike it down again, and you, like, explode its head, and it just dissipates, and it falls down to its knees. And then you can just see its arm raise up, and it, like, grabs its shoulder, and it rips out a new head out of its body.
Oh, cool.
And then it stands back up.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we playing by the grid, or are we just by what you normally do?
It's normally what I do, but the grid gives you a rough estimate of what it is.
Okay.
So, like, if you're just like, I want to move 30, okay, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, but you're not staying in the square, like, that's my square, I can't move half and half, you move wherever you want to move. But that's just a rough estimate of where you can move.
Okay.
It rips out a new head, and it's still standing there, but it's on its knees.
Okay.
Before you.
I'm going to do a bonus action.
Okay.
And do second wind.
Okay.
Burning everything.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Get my spells.
I got 13 health back.
Wow. Murgatroyd, you're
maximum.
That's the max.
I point out my hand and I shoot Eldritch Blast.
At which one?
With one by Diana.
Very nice.
We're going to need a short rest.
14,
19.
19
hits.
He's pushed back 10 feet.
Up against the wall.
For 11 damage.
As you hit it up against the wall, it hits the wall and just dissipates and it's gone.
I took knockback.
You staying there, Marie Troy, down the hall?
And I yell out again, I'm ready to vanquish evil.
Broker.
No, it's
Slim in there.
Brock. Like Brock.
Yes. Breaker.
Brock.
Breaker.
Breaker. I just made it.
My name fits me perfectly.
It does. I like it. So. You are not technically within 5 of the guy that's on you, so you can get away without.
This guy?
Yeah. I'd say you're far enough away that you wouldn't worry about it, but I figured you'd probably attack.
Can I? Am I within 5 feet of all of them?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, yeah. Because we're not using squares, so yes.
My hammer glows with radiant light again, and I slam it into the ground, and radiant light explodes all around me. They all have to make a... Constitution saving throw.
Constitution.
Constitution. That one fails. The second one saves, and the bow fails. So only this one saved.
Okay.
What happened?
They take 6 radiant damage each.
Alright. Even the one that passed? Or just ones that failed?
The failed ones.
Okay.
None of them passed. They're constipated.
The one here, the radiant energy seems to look like it's burning the shadow away, and it looks like it really hurt it. The one with the bow, it does the same exact thing. It looks like it's really messing him up. How much did you say? 6?
6.
Okay. He's gone.
And the yellow is frightened?
Got it. Yes. This one is no longer frightened.
He never was he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
He hasn't done much of anything. Oops.
Are those the actual...
Rack.
They're all the same, right? Even though one...
No, this one definitely looks different.
Okay, that was my thing. Okay, there we go.
Oh, that's the different one.
All right. Same ordeal.
Yep.
Same ordeal.
And a 12.
Hits.
For 5 slashing.
Okay.
And it has...
You cut across it, it breaks apart some of its shadow.
I love breaking shadows apart.
That it?
Yeah.
He looks you in the eye, and he puts out his hand like this, as if he's choking you.
Oh, I haven't even used a spell yet.
You need to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, great.
Is that the one you put a big thing in?
Is that your 5?
That's my, yeah. my classic 9. What is it?
That's a wisdom save.
What?
That's 18. Not like the first game.
18?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing happened.
Nah, bro.
The other one runs away from you and runs all the way over in this corner. You and Diana both get a opportunity attack.
Whoa.
Well, depending on if you hit. Then
not all
if that breaks.
Well, you said I was within 5 feet, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, both of you would.
All 3 of you?
Well, he's going to go first.
16.
Hits, so he's going to stop right there.
Only 3 slashing.
3 slashing? Then he turns and looks at you and attacks you.
Wait, we all get attacks too.
No, he didn't walk away from
you. He stopped.
Wait, why?
He got knocked out.
Because he started to walk away, and the minute he walked away, he attacked.
Which triggers attacks for all of us.
But you're still here. He walked away from him.
I thought you said I was within 5 feet.
Yeah. You're still within 5 feet as he walks away from
you. He's not walking away from you.
He gets all the way to the edge.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So then he's going to run right back into battle and attack you. Brack. 17.
Miss.
Okay. Diana, you're up.
Is that ghosty within 5 feet?
Oh, no, he is not. You'd have to move 5 feet.
What? You're serious?
Oh, I'm super serious.
Fine, I guess I'll move.
Fine. Okay.
I attack.
Okay, the warrior?
Yeah.
Looking one?
19.
Hits. You and your 1920s.
11.
And look at this fighter just dishing out the damage left and
she
right.
She spends everything. This is her
kicking butt, taking aim.
You slash across its back and almost cleave off pieces of it, and it dissipates and disappears and doesn't come back. Murgatroyd.
The ghost doesn't come back?
The back piece that she cleaved off.
The back fat.
If I try to shoot the ghosts from there,
yep.
Do they have...
No, they're going to have cover.
All right, I use Sacred Flame.
Okay.
Now it doesn't.
Yeah. Deck saved. 5. Yep. Fail.
Woo!
The light shines down and almost blinds you.
10 damage.
Black. 10 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Woo, buddy. You see this thing just explode.
Yes!
And it's just gone.
I have a radiant soul.
We're all like religious type characters.
Broken.
No, her race is the
spiritual
race.
Yeah,
yeah,
guide
yeah
you.
But it's I thought you meant like radiant damage and stuff.
Brocker.
No, I just meant like backstory wise.
Yeah.
Your turn, Brocker. Brocker.
I like this group.
Brocker.
There's only one left. And he's in the corner.
I mess it up.
Brokier, Brocker.
Brocker. Okay. There's
my
one left.
Diana.
My name's Ben.
Could be Greg.
Philip.
Yeah, Mary.
My name's Alex. I thought that was Alex.
Wait, I'm Alex.
Yeah, so does that look?
I will move.
Alright.
Over here. And I will swing my hammer.
Okay. Go for it.
Swing.
Oh, crit miss.
Oh, man, that's the first one of the night. That deserves a fumble table.
A fumble table.
Roll me a D100, please.
D100. Here's a D100.
Give me a D100.
I need a single die D100.
What? We don't have
that. 25.
As you start to swing with this hammer, you get slightly distracted, and you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws for one round.
So I get distracted.
As you're getting distracted by all the masonry that's in here, you're like, wait a minute, that looks like it might have been made by...
Squirrel.
And you swing, and you miss. Brack. You're up.
Brack will swing at the different guy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have to roll if I don't want to.
14.
14 hits.
8 slashing.
Whoosh. Slash a little piece off of him.
Mm.
He looks down at you guys and screams out as a weapon appears beside him.
Oh no.
A ghostial weapon.
A what?
A ghost.
And it attacks you, Diana!
Spiritual weapon.
17.
Ooh,
4 damage. And it's back to Diana. It's your turn. As there's an axe behind you just swinging at you.
I turn around and attack it.
Okay.
I guess.
Hey.
12.
Hits.
11 damage.
It disappears. Murgatroyd.
Now do they have cover?
You can squeeze a bolt in there.
Pew.
You mean a blast?
A blast, yes. An eldritch one.
He's having a blast.
Ooh. It's 12.
Hits.
I thought that was a 1.
Yeah.
It was close.
7 damage.
And leaves a hole inside of his stomach, but he's still standing.
Yeah.
Broker. There it is, Broker.
No.
Brocker. Oh my goodness.
I can't do this. You're going to have to write up there how it is.
I already did.
You want to know how you write
it? You already did?
All right,
here we go.
I take my hammer and I slam it onto the ground again. Radiant light bursts forth again.
Radiant light.
Constitution save?
Yep.
7, it fails.
Good. For 2 radiant damage.
What are you using?
D6.
It couldn't have.
I mean, what are you casting?
It's like a thunder. It's
Word
like thunder
of Radiance. Yeah. Oh, it's in the Xanathar's Guide.
Brack.
I stick my sword through his hole.
His face is half gone at this point from radiant damage.
But that's not gonna hurt him.
And then I try to go up.
Ooh.
But you're short.
He's on his
tippy
toes.
I have 4 feet.
He's on his tippy toes. Come on.
Tippy toes.
It was a 15.
Hits.
9 slashing.
9 slashing.
Through the hole. Up.
You cut it in half. And it just disappears.
Oh, you see that? Talk about a holy man. Woo.
Combat's over.
Let's go.
Do you really say that?
No, I'm not going to give the Genku that.
Oh. I'm not going to do it. Combat is now over. You're back in the room. The skeleton's still there. There's the door before you. So you said you put the pouch down, correct?
Yeah, I thought the pouch.
So I'm bleeding.
You I pick it up again and more is on the skeleton.
I just kind of leisurely walk into the room.
Into the room? It's like...
Yeah. That was some crazy stuff.
Do you step over the skeleton? I mean, there's a pouch there.
No.
Oh, into that. Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you went into the door. I'm like, oh my goodness, he just like, oh, I don't care.
I was in the hallway the whole time.
Okay, I got you. Yep, there's a pouch on the floor, a skeleton that's laying there, and that's it.
I pick up the pouch.
All right. You look at it?
Mm-hmm. Stick my beak in it.
Rooting your beak in there, you see 2 flasks of oil, flint and steel, a set of thieves' tools, and an unpolished gem worth 25 gold.
Wow. Cool beans.
I say, well, at least we all know that we can fight. That was it's pretty handy.
Look at Diana, and I'm like, I told you these were worthy men.
Well, we'll need everything we can get. This is surely the work of Ares.
Ooh.
I don't know who that is.
I inspect the undead. The dead. The
body. The dead body?
The skeleton.
All right. A little investigation.
That's a fee.
How many oils?
2.
Ooh, a 2.
And you look at it, he's been dead. And he looks pretty rotten and nasty. You just can't get any more closer.
I put 2 fingers up to his neck. Uh-huh.
Yep, he's dead.
Yep.
2 flasks of oil, flint and steel, and then the gem.
Thieves' tools.
Thieves' tools.
So, I guess I never asked, what makes you folks come in here and want to brave this?
I'm here to vanquish the evil that lies within this cave.
Hmm. Well, what evil is that? Besides these undead?
Oh, these undead are just pawns in whatever is controlling this cave's game.
What? Say that again? You say whatever is controlling the cave?
Yeah. It's evil. I don't know what it is. I assume it's Ares, the god of war.
So you're on a quest to vanquish evil, wherever it lies.
Yes.
I look to you and I say, we just want to save people's lives, that's all. Sorry, hippies outside.
Well, that's very honorable, Murgatroyd. And what about you, Brock?
My town caught wind of the group that came here before and their failed mission. So I was delegated to come here to see if they're still alive, while also furthering their work of this dungeon.
On behalf of your clan, eh?
On behalf of the world, yes. A threat in this dungeon is a threat to all. I've heard it's very, very evil.
But you would think if people would just didn't come in here, maybe it wouldn't be such a threat.
I think the worry is that the evil in this dungeon could rise at some point, stronger. We need to be proactive and at least know what's going on, if not stopping it. And obviously, just by stepping in here now, we see that things like the undead are coming back to life. I'm sure it gets much worse than this.
Well, I'm here. I like vanquishing evil just as much as the next guy. But I'm really here to retrieve my clan's hammer. So I guess I just want to be straightforward and that when we find it, that there won't be any issues with me reclaiming it.
There won't be an issue if you continue the cause and help vanquish this evil, as Diana says, even if you do recover your hammer. I hope you continue to join us.
No problem at all. Especially if we find some goblins or orcs. I like killing those guys. Just saying.
I've known a few goblins or a few orcs that have been good.
Well, there may be special cases, but for the most part, if they're down here, they're probably not causing... It's probably not a charity.
No argument there. I do like how you are able to summon such radiant ability through your weapons. It's magnificent.
My clan was blessed by a god, a dwarven god. The hammer I'm seeking to retrieve was forged by him and given to us. It's very powerful.
Amazing.
This conversation goes on for 30 minutes.
30 minutes? That was a short rest for... Yeah.
Short rest?
You can take a short rest.
Woo. Wow. We're just admiring each other's work.
Oh, I get my thing back.
You guys are just chatting back and forth.
I refresh the light on my quarterstaff.
Murgatroyd's like...
I need to go shut the door upstairs real fast.
Processing.
I don't think that gave me anything back, but...
Okay. Oh, 30
minutes?
That gave me my channel divinity turn undead back.
But a short rest is an hour.
Yeah, well, he's saying that we can probably just take another half hour. Or maybe short rest is just 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think he's just saying that it lasted long enough.
Yeah.
Should have done some more stuff then.
Yes. I channeled the power of my god through the hammer that I crafted today. My normal hammer would have been the one that I'm looking for, but in fact, I did find a gem that came off the hammer, and I've forged it into this one. And that's why this one has a little bit of power to be able to channel it.
I admire your weapons.
Everyone's so friendly.
Our clan has spent thousands of years crafting with the blessing of Morden, the god of the craft. So we've tried to perfect it.
Maybe I can have one of these weapons at some point. I would be honored.
I
wield it for you.
I could... Tomorrow at dawn, I could... impart some of my god's crafting on your weapon, if you would like.
Please do.
Now,
hey guys. Where'd you guys come from?
I mean, it's Brocker and Brack, so.
B&B!
B&B.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous Six D&D podcast.